Africarise. A workshop on the regional rice sector development was held from 24 to the 25th of September, 2012 at Africarise, Benin. The main objective of the workshop was to discuss and build a strategic partnership for effective collaboration for regional rice sector development in Africa. Africarise Policy, Innovation Systems and Impact Assessment Program Leader Dr. Ali Udiyan commented.
How we envision the research through the GRISP, the Global Rice Science Partnership, the research products, moving from there, going through the different task forces, agronomy, breeding, policy, gender, mechanization, and post-harvest. All this thematic research going into the hubs. And there we would like to meet the development partner so that within a process of 3 years, research product will be tested on farm across the rice value chain or at the processing level or at the marketing level and validated with them and jointly with the existing program, they will take up those products that have been validated then to house scale.
During the workshop, Africarise's research for development strategy 2011 to 2020 was presented, highlighting the mechanisms for outscaling rice sector development in Africa. The Director of Food and Nutritional Security Program of Africa Harvest, Dr. Rose J. Roy, said.
We have been linked to the various technologies that are coming out of the research investment in Africarise. We will ensure that those outcomes or those technologies get to the end users and they are not sitting on the shelf. We have been introduced to the hub innovation or approach. So as Africa Harvest, we are going to ensure that the hubs in East Africa are vibrant, they are working, and there will be a good visibility for Africa rice and rice as a commodity within the continent of Africa and beyond.
Fari Lee Bully, a delegate from RUPA, Network of Farmers and Agricultural Producers Organizations of West Africa, observed.
Donc c'est quelque chose qui a été initié par Africa Rice et là nous sommes très heureux de nous retrouver ici avec d'autres partenaires. Au lieu que chacun travaille dans son coin, on essaiera de mettre les différentes dynamiques en commun pour voir comment on peut économiser et du temps et de l'énergie. C'est réellement une bonne initiative et nous souhaitons qu'on va continuer avec les SNRA au niveau des pays. Et comment on peut évoluer.
Dr. Ali Udiyan commented.
Based on the target that we have, for instance, for each hub, we say at the farmer level, each hub, we would like to reach minimum 10,000 farmers for the next 5 years to work with them intensively to see that minimum those 10,000 farmers for each hub will receive the new product coming up of the research and will adopt it. Research, we will work in with a small one, 1,000 to do all this testing, but the other 9,000, we are relying on these partners to reach them. So we have shared the project they have now that can help in reaching those target, but of course there is a gap, and we are now devising strategies, making work plan, costing. We will come up with the work plan for each country and the budget, overall budget, what money we have and what gap, funding gap we have to reach these 10,000 per hub farmers. Of course, it is not only farmers. We have also target for processor. We have target for marketers and for all the area that we want to improve for seed production and so on. So that gap, we will jointly work to approach multilateral donor governments which are project on rice, so that the activity we plan to reach that, through that we'll have the funding then to reach the target on that.
participating institutions and strategic partners were also invited to present their approach and current initiatives related to rice sector development. SG 2000 Country Director Dr. Abu Berthay said,
and we are ready to strengthen that system. So, and we did some pre-planning of what are the target, what we can do together, and by looking at the funding gap and how we can collaborate to develop protocols, share materials, and to do evaluation.
Dr. Mirai Barbie, Regional Technical Advisor for Agriculture from Catholic Relief Services, stated,
pour pouvoir développer ensemble des stratégies d'intervention qui aient beaucoup plus d'impact, qui soient à l'échelle. C'est ce que les bailleurs, les fondations qui nous financent veulent de nous, en fait, c'est qu'on atteigne un grand nombre de producteurs et c'est ce qu'on essaie de faire avec les hubs.
Songhai Rice Team Leader Dr. Anthony Monique remarked,
Songhai will be very willing to key in because we have intervened in so many countries for now, and it would be nice to also work with Africa Rice, which is the organization that has the mandate to produce the best rice in Africa.
Dr. Ali Yudiyan commented,
they all have training they are doing. They have training material and training approaches on rice. Almost so all the three organizations, Songhai and SASAKA Global 2000 and also Africa Harvest, to now harmonize the content so that we are going to use the same training material. Although the training will use different approaches. All the organizations have different approaches for scaling out, for working, which is very fine with us.
Discussion covered issues on partner collaboration and support for regional rice sector development efforts in Africa.
Within the next 2 months, we hope we are planning to have a full work plan of the joint partners, Africa Rice and its development partners, that will include the research part and the development part, how to reach these end users across the value chain. And starting next year, we'll start implementing.
For more information, visit www.africarise.org.